low to avoid being spotted by the attackers down the highway. While Christy kept watch at the front, Brian moved to warn the others about what he was going to do. Lori simply nodded, and JB grinned. Rick looked blankly up into Ryan's face, struggling to understand what he was saying.
It could.
That's it, Rick. It could.
It has a pleasantly biblical ring to it, my dear Ryan. I believe that I approve of it.
Here they come, Ryan!
Onward, serpent soldiers!
Moat was exhorting the first wave of attackers, with John Dern at their head. They were advancing in a skirmish line, bunching on the road, filtering off into the light brush on either side. The last heroes were revving their two-wheel wags, all on the right. Ryan's guess was that they'd head for their base in the old park and come through into the adjacent gas plant. It was time for the big play.
Now, Jack, now!
The assault party heard the shout, and several hesitated, but Norman Moat, standing behind his own personalized wag, bellowed at them to keep moving.
We got them outnumbered 20-1! They'll give in, friends! By hollow to the black poison, I swear it!
Come on, people!
The companions joined Ryan by the main frontage to the processing unit. Blasters at the ready, except for Rick, who knelt behind the low stone wall, eyes closed and muttering to himself. The sickly smell of gas grew stronger. Much stronger. Ryan, glancing over his shoulder, cautioned the others as he saw the glint of sunlight off a ribbon of liquid, the air above it shimmering like a desert mirage. Jack appeared around the side of one of the tanks, waving a clenched fist.
Get out of the way! It's spreading!
The stream of refined gasoline was gaining speed. Jack had opened the main valves on all the huge containers, and thousands of gallons of fuel were flooding through the complex along the roadway toward Moat and his people. JB fished a burner gram from one of his pockets.
Best we get out before I throw this.
Wait till it reaches the first of them. Here come the bikers. It'll blow clear back to the tanks. Let's move!
The attackers were beside themselves as they saw the one-eyed man leading his ragged group away from the gas plant, apparently running in panic. Running hopelessly, helplessly, toward the same draw that cut behind the bill.
Go get him!
The stream of gas had become a torrent, bubbling its way down the slope. Some of it foamed off the sides into the thirsty earth, but most of it remained on the blacktop. Ryan judged the moment, giving the nod to JB.
Now, JB, now!
The Grand was pitched into the air, catching the sun at its highest point, before dropping to the gasoline river. JB's aim was perfect, and the burner landed smack in the middle of the road, bouncing and rolling a couple of times, and failing to ignite.
Black dust!
There wasn't enough time to try another grant to fire the gasoline. Thanks to razor-gloved Kruger, it wasn't necessary.
Holy shit! Get out of here!
Rat waved his scarred arm to the right, managing to get his powerful hog off the blacktop before he splashed into the fuel. Freewheeler, Harlequin, and Riddler saw the sign and followed him. But Kruger had his grizzled head down, concentrating on gunning his bike's engine for full power. He had a moment of extreme bewilderment as liquid sprayed all around his bike and over him.
What's that? The rain?
The hot exhaust did the trick. The explosion was cataclysmic, beginning with a spark of infinitely bright white light that centered on Kruger's two-wheel wag. The flames engulfed the rider and his machine and spread with a breathless speed, racing along the surface of the gushing gasoline. The Inferno barreled down the hill toward the paralyzed attackers, off the sides of the road and into the dry brush, quickly backtracking to the refinery and the spilling tanks.
Get down!
Ryan grabbed Christy and dragged her flat in the dirt behind a slight rise in the ground. He pressed his face to the earth, one arm around her shoulders. The ground shook as the tanks blew, one after the other. The explosion was deafening. Chunks of metal erupted into the air, 200 feet or more, then rained back to Earth, deadly molten missiles. Ryan leapt to his feet, blaster ready at the hip, his eye raking the surrounding area, appraising what had happened. Thick black smoke billowed everywhere, making it difficult for Ryan to see. His nostrils caught the familiar stench of roasting flesh. At the epicenter of the Holocaust, Kruger had fallen from his bike. He'd risen to his feet and then dropped to his knees like a monk at his morning devotions. Flames continued to dance from his charred and blackened flesh, like the stump of a tree at the end of a forest fire. The river of gas, as it caught, had devoured dozens of the men from the Ville, swallowing them hungrily and moving on toward the center of Snakefish itself. The Mootswag had gone, reversing in hasty panic, just avoiding the onrushing inferno and destruction. Those who hadn't fallen to the flames were running into the brush in wide-eyed panic. Many were screaming and threw down their blasters as they ran. But at the edges of the highway, the dust-dry mesquite and creosote bushes had ignited, crackling brightly, passing the small flames from branch to branch. The veering wind carried them as fast as a man could hope to run. Ryan watched as the members of his group got to their feet, brushed off sand and dirt.
Anybody hurt?
The sound of the gas plant blowing had almost deafened Ryan, and only Jack's pointing finger reminded the one-eyed man that four of the bikers had dodged the initial blaze. Harlequin had fallen off his machine and was stumbling toward them, trying to cock his scattergun as he ran. Ryan took careful aim with the G-12 and put a round through the last hero's forehead. Freewheeler had fought for control of his Indian chief, wrestling it in a sliding spin and aiming for Lori. The tall blonde teenager stood rock steady, her pearl-handled PPK clutched in both hands. Her aim was true. He crashed out of the saddle, the bike rearing up like a frightened stallion and smashing on top of him. Only Rat and Riddler remained alive. The smaller of the two men spied Rick Ginsburg, standing stricken and helpless, empty-handed, to one side of the group. Rat angled his hog in Ginsburg's direction, flourishing his shotgun on his right fist.
No!
Rick raised his hands to his face to hide his eyes.
Mine.
Christy leveled her blaster. Rat's shotgun flew into the air and dropped almost at Ginsburg's feet. The bike swerved out of control, and Rat toppled from the saddle, his body bouncing twice. His head cracked against a boulder, and he lay still, his face twitching with shock. Rick picked up the scattergun and tucked it under his arm, as a stockbroker would do with his rolled umbrella. Riddler had throttled down and stopped 20 yards from Ryan, amid the knee-high scrub. He still held his shotgun, cradled across his ample lap, but the hammers weren't cocked. He looked at the seven friends, his gaze returning to Ryan.
Never seen a firefight fit her fucking name, Ryan.
Yeah, time for us to move on.
Ryan kept the G-12 steady on the last of the last heroes.
Time for me to move on, too. Chance for you and me to settle those fucking debts we spoke about, Ryan.
Ryan gestured with the barrel of the automatic rifle at his friends.
Lots of creditors here, Riddler.
I was thinking of moving that way.
The last hero pointed to the ribbon of blacktop that stretched out across the desert, behind the ruins of the gas plant. The remnants of the Sierra Sunrise Park had also caught fire, wood cracking and popping in the heat. Ryan considered for a moment. Trader had said that a dead enemy wouldn't ever come back to chill you. It would be simple to shoot the fat man, waste him with a single round. Ryan's finger tightened momentarily on the trigger, then relaxed.
Get going.
So long, brother.
Riddler waved a fist to the others.
Brothers and sisters, live righteous days. So long now.
Like Carla Peterson before him, Riddler revved up the powerful engine and roared away, beyond the pall of smoke. Doc looked toward the Ville.
The buildings are catching fire. I suggest that we might consider leaving.
Best suggestion I heard all day.
Ryan slung the blaster over his shoulder.
Ville's downfall.
Jack led the way.